You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the gym class here at KGYM. Here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. You can also be tuning in via the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and your smart speaker. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass. Don Wojciechowski will join us coming up later on. A representative, the media man from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, as the GCR will get underway coming up later this week on Thursday. They've got pro-ams going on right now. It will be very hot and sultry out at Hunter's Ridge coming up, and pretty big name into the field today. We'll talk about that with Don coming up and everything about the tournament for 2021. Back after the COVID year, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. We'll tell you what's happening in Fort Dodge at state softball. A little of the college football and professional football news to talk about. And is the basketball season going to come to an end on July the 20th? That and more on this edition of the Gym Class. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. And you can check out what they have to offer, and we encourage you to do so by going to their website at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Just check them out at dupaco.com, and also invite you to stop on by one of their locations up and down the corridor, and that includes soon the brand new one going up just across from the fountains at Blair's Ferry Road and Edgewood Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We have game number 6, which could be the final game of the finals of the NBA coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. With that, we've got Twins and the White Sox going at it tonight at 6:30 from Chicago, and that will be on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM after a split last night. Thanks to Gavin Sheets. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Scott. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, it could have been worse for both of us.
Yeah, it could have been. I just hate it when pitchers put it on a tee, but I like this Gavin Sheets. He's good.
So do I. So do I, and I do not want to lose him. I don't want to lose him to anyone in a trade. A lot of people inquiring about him, Jake Berger as well, and others, and we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. But the Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight for you at 6:30. That will be on the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. And, it could be the final game of the basketball season, the long, arduous basketball season. If Milwaukee can get a victory tonight at home, that will, I would imagine, cement Giannis into the upper stratosphere. He's already there, but I think it will cement him there as far as one of the top three, if not the top basketball player in the world and in the NBA, if he can add world champion next to his name. And he'll have a chance to do that tonight along with his Buck teammates.
It's going to be a crazy night in the Deer District in Milwaukee. There's no doubt about it. It's an outside gathering place, and there'll be thousands out there watching this game. And should the Bucks win, it'll be quite a celebratory atmosphere in Milwaukee. We have a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com related to this topic. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Thank you, Steve Anderson and your crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Does the NBA season conclude tonight in Milwaukee? Yes or no? The Bucks have been established as about a 5-point favorite in this game.
The cynic in me says that Phoenix is going to win this game tonight. Because it's got to go one more, right? We got to stretch this thing out to July the 22nd, almost to August. Then the draft is next week, and then it'll be summer camps and summer league, and then it'll be NBA season again. It never ends. It's like European soccer. But anyway, we'll see. I think it's great for both of these franchises. They have not been in the limelight in a long, long time. I think especially if you're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. And there's, Wisconsin and knows how to party. Milwaukee knows how to party. Haven't had a chance to do it a whole lot, other than the success with Brett Favre and the Packers as of late. But I think they're going to get their chance to hopefully do it tonight. It'd be nice to keep it in the Midwest, I guess. But
it's funny how the fortunes of NBA franchises often change. You may remember this, Scott. The Milwaukee Bucks played in an exhibition, a preseason game, downtown at what was then, was it the Cell Center then or the Five Seasons Center? I don't recall. But this was a god-awful team at that time. The coach was Jason Kidd, and I just picked up a first-round draft pick from, I think, Kansas. Was it Wiggins, maybe? At any rate, they have not been good for quite some time until probably the last 5 years. They won more than 40 games each of the last 5 years and have established themselves as one of the better teams in the NBA. So you can do it through free agency. You can do it through building. And Milwaukee has done so. Since that time, I sat there and said, this team may not win 10 games.
True. I do remember that, by the way. I think it was, one of the final preseason games downtown at the Cell Center or Five Seasons Center or whatever it was the Timberwolves and I think the Celtics.
Mm.
And the reason why NBA teams stopped coming here was the fact that that was back when the floor was awful in the Cell Center or the Alliant Powerhouse as it is now. And they have a new floor. It's been new for several years. But, and one of the high draft choices hyperextended his knee or something like that. And neither team was very happy. And that happened, early fourth quarter. And it was basically a practice scrimmage after that. Nobody was getting up and down the floor. Nobody wanted to take a chance of getting hurt, et cetera, et cetera. And that was the last time the NBA was in our fair city of Cedar Rapids. They can come back now. We got a new floor. Elite Powerhouse is ready to go. We can have one now. But that was, I do remember some of those games, and they were very, very interesting to say the least. 319-366-1600. If you want to converse with us via the text line, the phone line open as well at 319-366-1600. 50-15 with their own take on the poll question. Poll question. If the NBA season ends tonight, does Milwaukee burn to the ground? No. It will be a party, though. A major, major party.
That's one thing you don't hope for, obviously. It's a good question. We shall see later on tonight. But no question, Milwaukee, Madison, Wisconsin, they like their beer.
They do, especially one that has to do with splotches on a certain livestock animal.
It sounds like a spotted cow to me.
No, jeez. We're not giving out plugs. It's not like they're going to send us any or anything.
Talking about a cow.
I know. Well, you messed it up now. Yes, there'll be some flowing spotted cow and other fine beverages going out in Milwaukee tonight.
All right, edit that podcast.
319-366-1600. That is our text line. Mark, they're helping you out on the text line. 1954, it was the T-Wolves and the Bucks. Jason Kidd was there when he coached Milwaukee. So that was the T-Wolves and the Bucks. I think it was usually the T-Wolves coming down because of the close proximity, obviously, to Cedar Rapids from the Twin Cities. So I believe that was the case. They were down here a few times, as a matter of fact, with some NBA preseason action. And, you know, who knows? Like to see it again. They don't do that a whole lot anymore, though. Used to be you sent the exhibition preseason games out and about like that. Same thing as far as the NFL was concerned. You remember there were a lot of college stadiums that used to host NFL preseason games, and that's not the case anymore because you lose that money. I remember the Packers used to play a game in Madison at Camp Randall Stadium, and there were other franchises that used to take the show on the road, but
Packers played a game at Kingston Stadium.
Well, that was back a few moons ago. Who did the Packers play that day?
I think they played Washington.
The Washington football team before it was the Washington football team.
Let me consult John Haggerty's book here.
Okay. Check that out, my man, John. 319-366-1600 at 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. So the NBA tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM. That could come to a conclusion this evening. State softball, we'll get the complete scoreboard coming up at the bottom of the hour. Good day for Eastern Iowa teams, especially our neck of the woods, as wins by Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, although Williamsburg took out another Eastern Iowa team in West Liberty. But they both move on, and more on that coming up later on. 4A is about to get underway. Western Dubuque about to swing into action. And then 5A, with highlighted by Kennedy and City High, will come up later on at Harlan Rogers Park. Harlan and Hazel Rogers Park over in Fort Dodge, where today it is four diamonds, no waiting, Mark.
And beautiful weather. Good for them.
Yeah. A little warm, but not bad. Not bad. Not bad out there. And tonight, we also will set the lineup for the 1A and 2A state baseball tournaments, which will be at Carroll and Merchants Park starting on Monday of next week. 1A and 2A sub-state games around the state of Iowa, so best of luck to all of those teams that are in action coming up tonight. And hopefully our area teams can keep their seasons rolling along. Albernette, Maquoketa Valley, among those that are playing Beckman tonight as well. So we'll see how that all plays out. 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. By the way, the University of Iowa football program announcing that Media Day will be held on August the 13th. And both Todd and I go, late afternoon Friday. That's not exactly the best time to have a media day, is it? But that's what Iowa is doing this year, and it will be on Friday the 13th. Is that good in its own right, Mark, that you have a media day on a Friday the 13th? We'll pose that question first of all.
Well, it tells me nobody in the Iowa football program is superstitious, I guess.
True. True.
Yeah, it's an odd time if we've got local programming between 3 and 6.
Which we do. We're hoping. And, that'll be hard to be in two places at once. But at any rate, that is the time. And, of course, Big Ten Media Days in Indianapolis this year, coming up later this week. And should be very interesting. SEC Media Days going on right now. Commissioner Sankey and Lane Kiffin trading barbs down at the Southeastern Conference Media Day today. The Ole Miss coach, of course. They're like Lewis and Martin going at it back and forth from the day. Look it up. Give it a Google, kids. Lewis and Martin. They were a very good comedy duo back in the day.
You liked them both.
I do,
too. I like the whole Rat Pack.
They were very good. They were very good out there. 319-366-1600 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. As we'll get to that scoreboard for state softball coming up a little bit later on. We'll give you the scores for that. We'll give you some Major League Baseball scores as well. And we'll talk to Don Wojciechowski coming up in a little bit. Wanted to get to this, Mark, and this was kicked around today on the social networking platforms. And that is, now that we know that we are going to a 12-team playoff, the college football playoff, starting a couple years down the road, how should these games and where should these games be played, especially the first rounders? Sounds like the top four seeds are going to get byes. That means there will be four games. Do you stick those at the site of bowl games, or do you allow campuses of the higher seed to host? And that's kicked around a lot of talk today and a lot of speculation out there.
Well, it has, and I think a lot of the sentiment, most of the sentiment, is to hold those quarterfinal round matchups. That'd be when the top four seeds play their first games. A lot of sentiment that I've seen is to have those games on campus rather than incorporate other bowls, which later in the process will be part of the playoffs. But, you know, that bodes well for Southern and Western teams that are in warmer climates, but you're talking a mid to late December for a game in Iowa City or Madison.
Or Ames,
yeah. But I'm for on-campus sites in those quarterfinal round matchups. Another fly in the ointment is out there today. And again, the 12-team playoffs doesn't look like it will begin until maybe 2025 because of television contracts that don't expire till then. You know, there could be arrangements made to start things sooner. But the Rose Bowl, traditionally, for more than 100 years, played on New Year's Day, now sometimes January 2nd. The Rose Bowl is apparently going to stand firm and say it's not going to move. It's January 1 games.
Good.
Why is that important? Because there's a round of games scheduled to be played January 1 and 2 in this model. So do you include the Rose Bowl in the rotation? Do you let the Rose Bowl do its own thing? So that needs to be worked out as well.
I remember when the Rose Bowl was the Big Ten versus the Pac-12, Mark.
Occasionally is, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, and you're not going to see those traditional matchups. Pretty much are going to be out the window, starting with the 12-team college football playoff. And what do you think out there? 319-366-1600. Would you like to see those quarterfinal games when it comes up in the expanded college football playoff stay at campus sites instead of going to a bowl site? It brings me back to this, Mark, and that is the fact back when I was a wee lad, I believe late 70s, 80, 81, right in there. Do you remember Sport Magazine?
I do.
Sport Magazine, before the internet, kids, there was, Sport Magazine, always Sports Illustrated, Sporting News, Inside Sports, all had their own little niche. I remember an issue of Sport Magazine back during that time where they actually, and this is going, you know, this is Marty McFly get into the DeLorean type stuff, where they actually had a plan for a college football playoff. And this was 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where they did utilize the bowl games. Now, you keep in mind, there were only, they were less than half the bowl games there are and exist right now. Less than
maybe
half.
Maybe a third, maybe a quarter.
A third, perhaps. And it was really neat to see. The first round was at, the lower tier bowls. You remember the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl down at the Astrodome in Houston and things like that. Starting off there and ending up with the Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Sugar Bowl, those would get the biggies kind of like they are now. But isn't it just me? I often wonder to myself, I don't have the copy of that particular issue with me. I wish I did, because that would be cool. But probably can find it somewhere. But anyway, I digress. I just wonder if that author, if they are still around, alive and kicking, is just kind of grinning to himself or herself, saying, "Yeah, I knew this 40 years ago." That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. 40 years ago, that topic was being addressed, probably in Sport Magazine and elsewhere. But one of the main reasons I would like to see the quarterfinal round matchups on campus is that it will be a further reward for those top four seeds. Oftentimes, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and I don't know, pick your team, Oklahoma. I know Iowa State hopes to be one this year, but go ahead and hold those games on campus. Your fans are not going to travel to three different sites in a one-month period to follow their football team unless, you know, they have a pretty rich bank account. The normal fan is not going to do that, but it would give them an opportunity, those folks in Tuscaloosa or Columbus or what have you, to see their team one final time in a playoff game at the campus site. The team stadium. It just makes too much sense to me. And I, for one, a lot of people think the Bulls are dead, and maybe their death will be accelerated because of the college football playoffs. But I particularly like those smaller bowls.
I don't mind them.
It's a reward for some teams. Now, I don't like 5-7 teams going to bowls, even 6-6. I think there's too many bowls, but I don't mind the middle to lower tier bowls. I think they're often a lot of fun.
I would agree, and I'm with you. I want to see these games at campus sites because that is your reward for being a higher seed. That is your reward for having a terrific season. That is your reward for having a better season if you're the 5 than the 12. You bring up a good point. What if it is a warm weather destination that a 5 and 12 are going to play at? The 5 is from, you know, north of the Mason-Dixon line. The 12 is, SEC team, Pac-12 team, Arizona team, whatever, what have you, like that. That's a big advantage. That's a big advantage for that 12 seed ahead of a 5 seed. I'm with you. What do you think? 319-366-1600 here at 327 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM as we come your way here from our studios and on the southwest side. By the way, Mark, 96-64, that game at Kingston, it was the Packers and the Eagles, they say.
Yeah, I vaguely recall that. I think there was more than one, but I can't put my finger on that right now. I seem to remember a Packers Washington game, but I do that does ring a bell. Packers and Eagles as well.
Might have been was there a Viking game too in the day at Kingston? Maybe not. Maybe I'm getting a couple of stories together. I don't know, but
I think there's only one guy that I know can answer that, and that's Bob Ask.
True. If you're listening. Hi, Bob. Hope everything is going well. 328 here on the program. Yeah, we were talking about the college football playoff and that first round. Should games be played at campus sites? Should they be played at bowl sites? And I think Mark and I are both in agreement. We'd like to see these games played on campus sites. And, we'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit here. We're going to talk to Don Wojciechowski from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open. And we'll do that here in just a little bit on the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. But we're going to get you updated on everything that's happening on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located behind the Taco John's and First Avenue Southeast, right across from the Lindale Mall. Stop on by. Open at 4 o'clock. Mark, what's on the scoreboard?
We've got state softball, as previously mentioned. Some Eastern Iowa teams have punched their ticket. Oh, God, I said I'd never say that again. But have advanced to the semifinals. Mount Vernon in Class 3A won its quarterfinal round matchup against Estherville Lincoln Central, 7-0. Also in 3A, Williamsburg defeated West Liberty in 6 innings, 10-0. Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, conference rivals, will hook up tomorrow in a semifinal. In consolation action, Sigourney and Iowa City Regina both finished their seasons with a victory. Sigourney beating North Butler 4-0. Regina topping Underwood 2-1. Only one consolation game. You don't play through 7th and 8th place these days, but an opportunity to win in your final game of the season. On the field right now, Western Dubuque in a 4A quarterfinal. Clear Creek and Mana coming up at 3:30. 5:30, Iowa City High. And at 7:30, Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Iowa basketball has offered a 4-star, 6'8 forward center, Jackson Kohler, class of 2022. He is out of American Fork, Utah, of all places, Scott. This young man has about 15 offers on the table right now. Major League Baseball, two games underway right now. The Angels and Oakland scoreless in the third. Kansas City has taken a 1-0 lead over Milwaukee in the second inning. And finally, opening ceremonies are Friday, but the Olympics start tonight, Scott, with women's softball and overnight women's soccer, overnight Central Time, that is. Italy and the United States in softball tonight at 10 o'clock.
There you go. The Olympics getting started without the opening ceremonies. They do that with certain sports.
They do.
Because you've got so many of them that stretch out through the duration as far as the Summer Olympics are concerned. There were even reports today that the Summer Olympics were some kind of rogue reports. Officials thinking of pulling plug on Olympics and things like that. That's not going to happen. They're going to get underway. So, ready or not, they are here from Tokyo. And 1 year after the pandemic, 1 year after they were scheduled to go off, looks like they will go off sans fans, however. 3:31. We'll take a break, come back, talk some golf with you. The Greater Cedar Rapids Open getting ready to commence on Thursday. Don Wojciechowski will join us when we return after this here on KGYM.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA Finals game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSEN100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Get ready to end the season with a big win. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSEN100, Hansen with an O, to win $100 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA Finals game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
We're in this together, and we will get through this together. The vaccines are tested effective and needed.
Welcome to the clinic. Which arm?
Get your COVID-19 vaccine so we can do this. And this. And this.
We are now boarding flight.
Together again, because we got through it together.
This message, sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Twins baseball is back for the 2021 season. Are you ready to get live?
And it's gone! Target Field explodes!
Make sure we can prioritize your seat at Target Field by visiting twinsbaseball.com/season tickets today. With flexible ticket plans available, you'll want to make sure you're in our house for all the exciting Twins action.
Grand Slam Sano!
He is out!
Twins fans are here.
Baseball is back for the 2021 season.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your home with new flooring from Shaw. Add comfort with soft, luxurious carpet. Transform the look of any living space with durable laminate flooring. Vinyl plank flooring is waterproof and clicks together for an easy installation. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through July 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See flyer for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in to the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we are back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. Yes, a reminder, each weekday at 5, you can tune in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It is Drive Time and is driven by Lender Tire with three locations in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And we're going to talk some golf with you, Mark. Great day to play today. And weather forecast looking hot, but good as far as the Greater Cedar Rapids Open is concerned. And Don Wojciechowski joining us from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open on this Tuesday. And plenty of sunblock needed, Don. How you doing?
The sun is good for golf. Rain is not good when you're running a golf tournament. So we're happy with the forecast right now.
No doubt. No doubt about that. And long time coming, and I would imagine everybody is chomping to get this week underway, and it is underway.
We've got the Pro-Am, our first Pro-Am went off this afternoon at 1, and then tomorrow we've got a 10:30 Pro-Am, followed by our sponsor player dinner tomorrow night that Granite City puts on for us, and Thursday, but we'll be ready to go.
Don, always some interesting names in the field over the years since, 1999, and this year you've got some of the old standbys, Sean McCarty, former champion, among others, but Smiley Kaufman, who just 5 years ago was in the final group of the Masters with Jordan Spieth. He's trying to rediscover his game. Is he still in the field?
He is still in the field. Yeah, I've got a call in to him. I talked to his agent earlier today. But yeah, here's a guy who is he's made 3.7 mil on the tour and hasn't made a cut in about 4 years.
Yeah.
He's good friends with Spieth and Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, and elbow injury, a wrist injury, but he's still trying to get back.
Yeah, trying to get back, and it's not easy, certainly, as we know, with Zach's story, to get on the PGA Tour. But this is kind of Zach and opposite here, because you talked about the guys. He was kind of in that. A lot of people called it the modern day golf Brat Pack there with Fowler and Thomas and Spieth, and Smiley Kaufman was right there with them. Had some early success, and it just shows A, injuries can take you down, and B, how fickle the game of golf can be.
That's for sure. I mean, if you remember, those four went out to some beach or island or something like that and had a bunch of pictures up on social media, you know, with no shirts on, just goofing around, having a good time. And that was back in 16. And here this poor kid has just fallen off the map. But we're certainly happy to have him here. He'll bring some exposure to the GCRO, and hopefully he can get it turned around. He was at the Barbasol last weekend as the first alternate and shot at 87 the first round. And everybody anticipated he wouldn't even show up for the second round. And lo and behold, he said, "I'm not leaving." He posted, I think it was Instagram or Twitter. And he showed up for the second round, shot a 78. Who knows what he'll do here this week.
Oftentimes, Don, as you know, the successful players at the Waterloo Open contested last weekend. I will try to double up at the GCRO, and that would be Michael Vilsacky, a Floridian who won the Waterloo Open. Is he coming?
He'll be here, and in fact, this will be – he finished I'm trying to recall now, like tied for seventh in 2017 or 18. But he'll be here, and of course, he's the guy. video of him calling his dad to tell him he qualified for the Valspar Championship back in April.
Yep.
The video went viral, and Justin Thomas picked up on it and offered him some money to help him keep going. And it was a cool story. He's 27 and he's won like 38 mini tour events, but the Waterloo's $50,000 was three times more than his best check ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that too.
Yeah. And like Mark mentioned, you got a lot of the standbys, if you will, a lot of local flavor, always as far as the Greater Cedar Rapids Open is concerned, isn't it?
It is. Carson Shakey, you guys have had him on the show many times. He's back. He's from Omaha, but a former Iowa Hawkeye. Another former Hawkeye and former champ, Nate Yankovic from Ohio, is back. So I think it could be quite a shootout. Seth Fair, who won here in 2016, he's got a first and 2 seconds here. So I'm sure he'll be in the hunt.
Interesting to see that one of the co-founders with Jim McPartland, Mark Lemon, is going to play evidently. And I know he hasn't for a few years, but it's kind of cool to see Mark back in the tournament.
You know, he may be still owner or part owner over at Airport National.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we used to have a senior division. And then after we didn't have any tournament last year because of COVID, they decided to go easy this year and just have a open pro division. So here's a guy who is 66, maybe. He's gonna go at it with these young kids. Knowing Mark, he'll have fun out here. And if you want to talk to him, he'll talk to you for about an hour or two, probably.
But that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing.
It is. It is. But we're looking forward to it. Today we had our junior golf clinic and our mascot putting challenge, which always draws a lot of kids out here. But we're looking forward to getting back after missing last year.
True. Tom Wojciechowski joining us here from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, which getting underway with the pro-ams today and tomorrow. And then play begins on Thursday, correct, out of Hunter's Ridge?
7 o'clock on Thursday and Friday. Then we'll have a cut, and we'll go off about 8 o'clock on Saturday, which is the final day of the tournament.
Spectators, a lot of folks want to come out and watch. What's the procedure there, tickets, protocols, and whatnot?
There's no tickets needed. Admission is free. And I'm thinking with the field we've got going this year, I think a few more people will come out just to see what these guys can do. And truly, some of these players, and I mean, this is the mini tour is the low of the low. It's lower class A baseball, as an analogy. But to watch these kids hit the ball, it's unbelievable. It makes me want to quit the game, but I'll still try.
They're out of our league too, Don.
They just pound the ball. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they're all 325 yards without much effort.
That's for sure, Scott. Hey, Scott, I got to go into Chicago this weekend. I got to see the White Sox. Speaking of pound the Astros.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. That was fun. The scoreboard went off a few times.
Yes, and that was good to see, certainly. And yeah, you got we mentioned the fact that some local folks in here, Sean McCarty in the field. You mentioned Mark Lemon, and also in the field is our friend Sterling McIlravy from Solon, college golfer, and of course, son of former Hawkeye wrestler Lincoln McIlravy. So, and he can hit it about 8 miles too.
It'll be interesting. This is the first time he's been in the field, so it'll be interesting to see how he does.
Trip Kenny also in there too, the former Cyclone.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Speaking of the former Cyclone, Chris Baker is a GCRO alum and was one of five GCRO guys who made the U.S. Open. And, in fact, he made the cut, finished, I think, 27th.
Yep, and a good one.
Don, you mentioned the Waterloo Open winner's share. The GCRO purse isn't too shabby either, is it?
No, for a mini tour event of $30,000, which sort of in comparison to Waterloo is, hey, what, you know, but $30,000 is pretty good for a mini tour event. I've been researching others like the Wyoming, and Wyoming had about $10,000. I'm sorry. And like this, Vasecki has won like 38 events, but if you go down and look at the West Florida events, the winner's shares are like $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, except for their big tournaments, but that's only 10. So we're pretty proud with the 30,000, and it takes a lot of volunteer work to get that up there.
And you... You get a chance to see some really good golf. And the former champions, you mentioned Chris Baker, who's on the PGA Tour. Of course, Zach won 20 years ago, already 20 years ago.
20 years.
Since Zach won. But Derek Lainley on the PGA Tour. Brock Mulder, who won 10 years ago, is also on the PGA Tour. So you're going to see, if you come out, you know, I encourage you, if you've got some kids that love golf or want to get interested in golf, it's a great way to get up close to some of these players. They'll talk to you. They're very friendly. Just don't talk during the backswings or anything like that. But
that's right.
But it's still, I mean, these guys, some of these guys are going to be on the PGA Tour someday. It's pretty simple.
That is very true, Scott. And, you never know when, but we used to have a bunch of guys on the Korn Ferry Tour. It's cut back a little, but it is, you realize how hard it is after you see these guys play and they're just trying to get, you know, knock on the door to get in. But to watch these guys play, you know how good the PGA Tour guys are and the Korn Ferry Tour guys are. It's a very
Don,
select
group.
Don, just
be clear, is it just one division this year? Is there an amateur division or just one division overall?
Just one just one open division, Mark. And we're, in fact, it's already next year's already being discussed. I just want to get through the week myself.
True.
Maybe we'll go back to an amateur division and a senior division next year, but that's to be determined.
Yeah, and get through this one first, and good things will happen for...
I'm hoping so, and no rain. Please.
True, very much so. Well, Don, hey, appreciate it. Let's get started on Thursday morning. We encourage people to head on out to Hunter's Ridge and see some terrific, terrific golf. And scores will these guys are so good. Scores are – it's a tough golf course, but they're going to be good scores out there. So, amazing.
I'm certain of that. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Don, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Don Wojciechowski joining us from the Greater Cedar Rapids Open, which gets underway on Thursday with play starting at 7 o'clock. And yeah, Mark, you know, it's a cliche all the time that, you know, these guys aren't very far away from the Korn Ferry Tour. They're not far away from the PGA Tour. And you get the, You may not get a story like a Zach Johnson story all the time, but you get a lot of good stories on guys that get from the mini tours to the Corn Ferry Tour, especially with a great example, the winner of the Waterloo Open last week, who made Valspar a couple months ago. Just amazing stuff. And you know what's fun? Going out there, being at the GCRO over the years and watching, especially on 18. And if people know, 18 is from what? The back is what? 425 uphill dogleg left and about 7 bunkers at the corner on the dogleg. Not a problem for these gentlemen. They're hitting it about 80 yards, 70 yards, 40 yards from the green, going right over everything. And it's just amazing to watch.
Yeah, it's a game with which I'm not familiar, as a famous gentleman has said. I just want to throw in, Scott, you know, the Greater Cedar Rapids Open doesn't get a ton of exposure, and I'm glad we could have Don on. But this is a tournament that has been very well supported by local businesses, because they have 2 days of pro-ams. They've got so many companies that want to get their employees into a pro-am group, and it's happened multiple years, with the exception of last year. They have to have 2 days of pro-am tea times, because it's been so well supported by the community. So hats off to everyone out there in that regard.
319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you on the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you finally ready to sell that motorcycle or ATV that is just collecting dust in your garage? Harley, Honda, Polaris, Yamaha, or anything like it? RumbleOn.com will pay you cash today. RumbleOn.com will buy them all. And in minutes, you have a real cash offer. We will pay you cash before we pick it up. No more strangers coming to your house from a listing site. Free pickup anywhere. Get your cash offer today. RumbleOn.com. Fast bikes, faster cash.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email, so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
We are back. It is a Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com to answer your fantasy baseball questions. Fantasy football is getting closer and closer. And if you have a fantasy football question, Chris will answer that. Not sure he's ready for questions about Olympic sports and fantasy variations as far as that is concerned. So hold those off tomorrow. Mark, got to put this out because this is just head-scratching. Several reporters putting this out now on Twitter. At SWAC Media Days, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, the media day is going on for football right now. Deion Sanders, you know primetime, right? Primetime Deion Sanders.
Yes, sir.
Has walked out of SWAC Media Day after being referred to as Dion?
Huh?
Yes.
The Coach Sanders or what?
Yes, he would like to be known. Here is his direct quote. The cornerback, Pro Football Hall of Famer, second-year coach, demanded that reporters shouldn't call him by his first name at SWAC Media Day at the Sheraton, Birmingham. This actually today. And he says, quote, "You don't call Nick Saban Nick. Don't call me Dion." Unquote. "If you call Nick Saban Nick, you'll get cussed out on the spot, so don't do that to me. Treat me like Nick."
Okay, Coach Prime.
So, instead of...
I mean, hey, Iowa and Iowa State reporters refer to Kirk and Matt as much as they do as Coach Ferentz and Coach Campbell. That's not offensive. Come on, Dion. You're better than that.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. So Deion Sanders walks out today from his media day.
Win some national championships, and then you might get your wish, Deion.
Yeah, Nick's won more than a handful so far during his
career. No, Coach
career.
Saban, Scott. Not
I'm
Nick.
Sorry, Coach Saban. I did it. See, oh, boy. 319-366-1600. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh. Hey, just a quick follow-up on our earlier discussion about old exhibition games at Kingston Stadium. NFL, I consulted our friend John Haggerty's book, and I trust it. He notes that in 1961 and 62, it was the Bears and Vikings and the Packers and Redskins, respectively, in those 2 years. Now, I mean, the Kingston opened in 52 or 3, I think. There might have been a couple others in there, but that's what I gleaned from John's book anyway.
Okay. So, yes, I knew the Vikings were there. I knew they were there. So I wasn't dreaming that, Mark. I wasn't there, but I do recall stories, write-ups, talking with people about the game, et cetera, et cetera.
Those are two games in particular happened, and I'm not here to say that others didn't, but those two in particular did happen.
We do know those took place. We do know those took place. Taking place tonight will be Game 6 between the Suns and the Bucks from Milwaukee, and we'll see if the Bucks can put it away. That is the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Again, Mark, the cynic in me says this is going to go 7. I'd like to see Milwaukee win it. Why not? Milwaukee just doesn't win a whole ton of stuff. Let the Bucks have their moment in the sun. Go fear the deer tonight, Mark. Fear the deer.
I just want to see the celebration. Whether it's tonight or Thursday, what have you. Milwaukee will go nuts.
And we got to get ready for the draft. That's next week. We got to get ready for that. So quicker this is done, better off it is. So we'll see what happens tonight. If there is a Game 7, it will be coming up, I believe, on Thursday evening. Thursday right. evening, which is a quick turnaround as far as the NBA is concerned. White Sox Twins tonight. Jim OT, 107.5 FM. That will be at 6:30. The NBA game, by the way, starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame and 8:10 with the tip-off of that one. And as we mentioned, the Sox and the Twins coming up this evening after the split of the doubleheader yesterday, and we'll see what happens coming up this evening. Dallas Keuchel on the mound for the Chicago White Sox. We'll talk about that. We'll talk Chris Liss of rotowire.com and a whole lot more coming up on the Wednesday midweek edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a very good night, Mark.
I shall, Scott. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for listening. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night.
There's a lot of meetups,
okay, everyone.
Eat-ups, and hurry-ups.